Hi, I'm Philip Shepherd. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this amazing once-in-a-lifetime conference, and especially to the Meditation and Breathwork channel, which I'm proud to be sponsoring because meditation and breathwork are essential to my teachings. I'm the founder of the Embodied Present Process, or TEP, which is based on my two books and is taught worldwide. And here's one thing I believe about meditation and breathwork. You limit your experience of both if you imagine that your mind is just the thoughts in your head. Your mind permeates your every cell. Every stirring of energy within your body is an expression of it. So, if you wish to calm your mind, the most direct route is to develop the skills that enable you to feel the body's energy and ground it in the spaciousness of the present. That's what my work is about. If that appeals to you, I hope you'll check out my two presentations, one on this channel and one on the main stage. You might also be interested in a special offer exclusive to the Embodiment Conference to listen to one of my embodied meditations for yourself for free. You can find a link to the special offer in the description of this presentation or on the show notes. And now, enjoy the presentation.
Thank you. That was our sponsor who's most generously contributed to making all this possible. One of the sponsors, actually. So now, without further ado, I have great pleasure to introduce to you our presenter, Tilki Platil-Duer. Tilki is the co-founder and co-leader of the Institute for Integrative Breath Therapy. She has been practicing and teaching breathwork, voice dialogue, NLP, and the dynamics of relationship in Holland, in Germany, France, and Spain for over 40 years. Tilki is the former president of the International Breathwork Foundation and also the current member for the board of directors of the Global Professional Breathwork Alliance. She co-founded and co-leads the Institute of Integrative Breath Therapy, which offers a three-year training program for breathwork therapists. It also has an optional year to learn about group dynamics and working as a trainer. Tilki is the author of The Art of Integrative Therapy and several journal articles on breathwork, among which Hot Water Breathwork and Cold Water Breathwork and the Psychology of Cells are included. Now, about this session, a quick fix or deep growth on why deep growth needs time and commitment. According to Tilki, this is the summary of her presentation. Life seems to move faster than ever before. Communications are swift and short. Relationships and business connections break up more easily than ever. People still need time to get to know and love and trust each other. And a body still needs, just as strongly as ever, a slow hand and an easy touch instead of a quick fix. Even now, it seems to be true more than ever that the really important things in life still need time. Slowliness, as Tilki calls it, attention and commitment. A strong professional training, example, for a hairdresser takes at least 3 years of training. Why would a school for life not take at least 3 years? So since many years, there are courses and trainings that promise to achieve in a very short period of time, more creativity, more strength, more power, more success, more happiness, and more spiritual growth. In Tilki's opinion, there's no highway to enlightenment. The human psyche is so complex, with belief systems and fears, that are so deeply hidden that a long-term training is needed to develop a truly balanced personality. So, without further ado, I am handing this session to Tilke's presentation.
This talk is called A Quick Fix or Deep Growth. And when I was thinking about it, for me, it's completely clear that deep growth needs commitment and time. There are so many people in the world who has become unquiet, nervous about how the world is developing in the moment. People feel confused and trying to survive in a very, very fast-moving society. Communication is faster than ever. We are immediately informed about what's happening on the other side of the world. Relationships and business connection break up very easily. We can travel enormous distances and then think that our body is taking that lightly. Children grow up faster and they think they can. And we were looking for quick fixes and immediate successes. And I think that is disturbing. We seem not to be living with our stuff for a longer period of time. We do not repair the things we own. We throw away whatever we think is outdated and we buy a newer model. And in a time like this, we often long for more commitment and a real binding force. However, when I think about it, a baby still needs 9 months to grow and it needs parents or other people to take care of it so that it can thrive and grow. And my body is still very confused and out of rhythm out of their long flight, even if I give it some extra melatonin. And I might try to hide the consequences of that long trip, but it's still very, very sensible in me. And people still need to know and love and trust, and they need time to do that. And a body still needs, just as bad as ever, a slow hand and an easy touch instead of fast sex. So when I think about it, could it be true in the end that really important things in life still need time and attention and commitment? Do we need that more female energy to bring more love and attention in our lives for the people around us and for ourselves and for what we are doing here on this planet? Since 1979, I have been leading together with my colleague a 3-year training program for breathwork therapists. And this program grew organically from a 3-month course in the beginning into a 3-year training that we had been aiming for. And people still ask me and him why we need a 3-year training program. And what we wrote about is since many years, there are courses and trainings that promise to achieve a very short period of time more creativity, more strength, more power, more success, more happiness, and more spiritual growth. But in our opinion, there is not a highway to enlightenment. The human psyche is so complex, and our belief systems and our fears are so deeply hidden in ourselves that a long-term training is needed to develop a truly balanced personality. And we have very consciously decided to create a longer training program Because in the beginning, that breathwork, which was still called rebirthing in those days, started to happen in Europe, it's in the early 70s, we saw trainers come in who offered short seminars from 2 to 5 days. And that often turned out to be dangerous in certain aspects for the participants as well as for the trainers themselves. They came and brought their participants into a high level of energy, and then they simply left again. They chuffed off. And they never had the chance to see how some of the people that they worked with fell into a deep state of emotions and like in a hole. And it could happen because the insights they had gained were not well integrated into their daily life. Integration needs time. And for trainers like myself to really deepen their own spiritual growth and be able to build their professionalism, it's just as important that participants get the chance to get to know them as deeply as they get to know their participants. So there is a prerequisite to get honest feedback from people, and also that takes time. When I was thinking about this whole issue, it came back to me how long a student in a conservatorium has to study. It's about 2,000 hours per year. And if they want to be a concert player, they need even more than that. So they often say it takes about 6,000 hours to learn something thoroughly. A surgeon studies for 6 years, and even a hairdresser takes 3 years to learn how to dress your hair and to cut it. All these people need to be committed and motivated and persistent to reach their goal. And so the thought is, why should a shul for life take not at least 3 years? How can we think that our deepest convictions and old fears that have been settled in us for so many years could be really released and integrated in a very short time? And why should we think and expect that real life consists only of quick successes and be lived in a hurry? I have learned how to walk and how to talk with the help of my parents. And there were two important factors that played a role in that process. I was completely committed to learn to walk and to learn to talk. And I had a mom who was encouraging me. So I got compliments when I did it right. And are we just as committed to learning what we need to learn in this lifetime? And are we just as committed to what we need to accomplish in life? Or are we just as dependent upon feedback and those little small acknowledgements that we got when we were children? But my mom is not there any longer, and I have to be on my own. So I have to learn how to trust myself in the first place. And I have to learn that I have to acknowledge myself as well. And I have to stay focused, and I have to be committed to reach what I want to reach in my own life. And nevertheless, being completely committed to achieve something really, really deep and in a thorough way, it doesn't seem to be so cool today any longer. And so we often do only what is necessary and seem contented with a quick fix and then some mediocrity. And it's a pity. Because at the same time, deep inside of all of us, I think, there's a longing to truly achieve something of value in our life, something that is permanent and meaningful. When I speak with my grown children of over 15 now, they have that same longing, and they still feel trapped in the rat race of life in the moment. But so many people, also people, younger people that I work with, they have not the slightest idea about what their purpose in life is. And they seem to have lost the sense of direction that their life should take. As children, we also have often been disappointed in our expectation to be loved really conditionally, unconditionally. And therefore, we carry many emotional wounds and fears and scars. And the old hurt manifests in anger and sadness. And it's very impeding to move forward when you are still full of fear and hurt. But those feelings are so hidden often and mostly unconscious, and you need to create an atmosphere of deep respect and love and safety to have those inner feelings come to the surface and to be finally felt completely so that they can become integrated. And also that takes time and it takes attention. And it takes commitment from the person who is working with somebody, but also from the person who is working on themselves. But in the meantime, many people stay busy and they live in a surviving mode. And very often I can see that people try to get rid of everything that is feeling uncomfortable. And if an experience is happening that's painful, they try to suppress those feelings even deeper. And what we often do then is we try to talk about something with some friends or somebody instead of feeling into what's happening inside. What we also often do is when we feel something uncomfortable, we project it onto somebody else and we become judgmental. And we seem to forget who we truly are. Time seems to be a very constant in life. And time seems to be moving forward in one direction only. But in fact, there is just this moment and this here and now. But what we often do is we stay obsessed with the past or with the future. And the past is already gone and the future is not yet there. There is only this moment. This moment is the only moment that's real. And nevertheless, it often feels when life is moving and you are in the middle of it, it seems as fast as a sports car. And it's a conflict. It's conflictual. On the one hand, it is good to be really in this here and now. And on the other hand, it's good to have plans and ideas and visions for the future, but there is a fine balance. And the secret is really to enjoy every step you take towards your vision while staying in that particular here and now. So very often when we don't feel we contributed something really meaningful, when what we did it in a rush. And in nature, as I've said before, everything reminds us that something meaningful takes time. So when we reach a quick fix, when we achieve something very fast, as if we are racing forward, something in us doesn't feel satisfied. Because something about achieving something very fast seems a little bit cheap and not well earned. Because in the deeper parts of our own being, we know this racing forward is not really natural. And we have a longing to act with real commitment and with attention and intention so that something worthwhile comes into existence. My oldest granddaughter, she's now 26, but when she was 17, we had a conversation and she said to me, quick fixes can be like drugs. You get a short high and then a low again, because we realize that we actually expected more from ourselves. And nevertheless, we often act in the same way, coming from a wrong way of thinking that is contrary to what we originally intended. There was a very intense conversation to have with a young woman of 17. And I often think she's wide beyond her years. So if we move too fast in life and we live in this way of superficial thinking and quick fixes, it is as if we are more living from a masculine energy inside of us. But we all, men and women alike, need to learn to acknowledge our more feminine energy. And that means that when we really take time to breathe in and breathe out and relax and to listen to our bodies and come back into the body, it means that we have to train ourselves to be more in this here and now. It means that we have to learn to no longer project our emotions onto others or to act them out, be judgmental in it. It means to experience the feelings in the moment that they arise and the emotions that belong to them completely and totally, and not run away from them, stay there. And there is no better place to experience whatever you're feeling than inside your body. And so that brings me to the conscious breathing. And it's not just conscious breathing, it is conscious connected breathing. And the conscious connected breath is able to make contact with the body in this here and now. And it's a very, very safe way to do that. You pay attention to your breath. And the moment you start to really pay attention to your breath, how it moves in and how it falls into you on the exhale, it forces your attention out of your thoughts into the body. And then you become awake and you become mindful and you experience your life in this very moment, in this here and this now. And it takes time and courage. And courage comes from the heart. Courage is cœur. So it takes time and courage to leap in the unknown and to learn and to trust your connected breath, because it might be very diverse, but in the adventure of moving inside yourself, there's a lot to be discovered, and some of it isn't so pretty, and some of it is a little painful, but there is no way around it. You have to breathe in, and if you breathe out, you let the energy that you've taken in go inside your body. You take everything that you have felt with you inside, and you are landing in the lower parts of the body where the safety is hidden. In your body, you can trustingly integrate unpleasant feelings and gain insight in how old wounds have influenced and colored your whole life. And so a growing consciousness is created, and we can take responsibility for the way our life has developed. That the circumstances in our life have really been created by ourselves, by the way we thought and the way our convictions were strongly planted in our thinking. So the moment that we start to integrate limiting thoughts and emotions, we return to more being originally who we are meant to be. We listen to the voice of the soul that is showing us the direction and also what life's purpose is. If we really live inside the body where we belong, then we experience the reality instead of thinking about the reality. We can be able in this moment to be completely present with ourselves and with the people around us. And we begin to perceive the world in a more feeling way, as if we have felt sensations that are reflecting the world around us. And so the conscious connected breath also gives you an immediate effect and an immediate result. And because it fills us with energy. And because we are modern people, we need that immediate and that fast result as a direct reward for our commitment. It gives the courage and the endurance to move on and stay with that inner development that we have chosen for ourselves. And we have to stick with the practice of really repeating every day, repeating those small moments where we stop, reflect, go inside, take a couple of breaths, feel how the energy moves in, feel how the energy moves down and in. So we become more present in the body, and what we have learned about ourselves and about how the world functions becomes practice in our daily lives, and then the daily life becomes easier. And especially in these times where being disconnected, in Corona times, disconnectedness seems to be the new normal. And the world, I think, needs more connection than ever before. So when we learn to breathe consciously and connectedly, we learn also to listen to our hearts again. We learn to listen to our own vulnerability, because there is so much pain and there is so much war and there is so much anger going on that frightens us if we are really listening to what we see and hear. The moment we really learn to breathe connectedly, make contact with the body, we also are able to open up our heart space and we can begin to listen with our heart and the wisdom that is created by love. Our mind lives in the past, which is based in memory. But the heart is really present. And the heart only beats in this here and now. So the moment we practice and we turn back in, we breathe in and we open that funnel that you can open with your in-breath. It's like an imaginary funnel on the top of your head. You open it up by breathing in. You feel the energy. And you let the energy drop down inside yourself. And it passes your heart space. So while you breathe, you open your heart space. And you experience, again, the wisdom of your heart. And it's an ancient wisdom. And it's a wisdom of love. Yesterday, I had a long breath with my dear friend Claire Gabriel in England. And at the end, we were breathing together and looking at, in each other's eyes. And we both experienced a very deep connection as if we were sitting together in the same room. It was a connection with self and with the other. It felt as if love was made tangible. And it was an extremely deep experience that I never before had with somebody being hundreds of kilometers away from me. So let's go and breathe together. So I would like you to close your eyes. You just listen to my voice and you close your eyes. And you begin to find your own soft breathing rhythm. You breathe through your nose. Fine, intentional inhales. Completely relaxed exhales. And you begin to feel while you exhale that the energy can fall down through your body to where you are sitting. Your body is your home. It's your home to live in this lifetime. Breathe. And feel how your in-breath moves through your nose, behind your forehead, where energy comes into existence. And then you reach with that energy through your skull into the heaven. And the energy that you take in falls down your body like a waterfall. You feel the energy softly building inside the body. And I would like you to realize that we are all together, all over the world, right here and right now. Many, many people. And the more precise you inhale through your nose, moving behind your forehead, where breath becomes energy. Reaching above your head into the heavens. The more room you create for you, for who you really are, for your deepest self, in connection to what is bigger than you are. Breathe in and out. The more you relax your exhale into your pelvic area, the deeper you can touch the physical base of your body. It's where you can feel your inner safety. You can touch home base. And begin to experience the energy that is so very special and unique. That's you. Vibrate with it. Steadily and safely, you come home, back into your body. And enjoy that gentle flow of energy, of that inhale and exhale that's following each other. Let yourself be impregnated by your own energy and feel the trembling. And sometimes it might feel as if there's champagne in a bottle. Open that bottle. And let the energy go into the deepest parts of your physical being. Into your body, which is your home. Relax. Open. Open your chest. Open your forehead. Reach out and glide down deep inside, where you can land and anchor yourself in your pelvic area with each out-breath. Breathe fine into your nose and relax your exhale. Allow the energy to enter into your heart space. So that you become wider in your chest. So that your heart can be bigger than before. Reach again with your inhale into what's greater than what you are. And let that energy fall down through your body, deep inside, like a waterfall. And realize that Mother Earth, the Earth Goddess, is carrying you always, supporting your feet when you walk and supporting your body. Take that energy in and imagine it coming from the earth inside your lower body and rising up to your heart. And also realize that Father Heaven is guiding you always. Breathe in through your nose and let your breath move through your thoughts. Your thoughts are not relevant. Your energy is relevant. And in the energy that you create with your breathing, there you can be found. That's where you are, where you make contact with your energy and you living as an energetic human being, as an energetic, pure energetic being, touching into the quantum field that you reach with your breath. You are limitless. You're safe. You're safe when you connect your breath and when you're present. You can be fearless. You are completely whole. You're beautiful. Come back home into your body. Breathe. Feel safe. Come back home into your body and make your body to a home. So that if your inner child feels scared or sad, there is someone there to run home to. And feel safe again. The more you breathe, the more you feel safe inside. The more you breathe, the more you connect with yourself. And when you are safe inside of you, you become safe for the world. When we breathe through our thoughts and through our emotions, and we integrate them, embrace them, let them belong to us where they belong, we become safe. And we stop being dangerous in the world. We become safe for the world. Breathe in, open, allow the energy. And out of that safety, out of the essence of who you are, imagine how you could be able to bring more safety and love to the world and to yourself. And now I ask you to open your hands on your lap. And with a fingertip, you touch the inside, the palms of your hands. And then you lift them up a little tiny bit and you breathe on. And your inhale goes in. You can feel that in your hands, You can take in energy as you keep breathing. Feel that you can breathe energy into your hands as well. Open up. Breathe. Fill yourself up. And as you feel that energy in your hands, imagine that that's what you feel there is the special gift that you have to give to the world. And it's a kind of gift that no one else can give exactly in the same way as you can. Feel these gifts and these talents as if you're carrying them in your own hands. They seem to be your own gifts. But in fact, they are God's gifts to the world and to you. We merely act as his hands on this planet, and we speak, we act as his mouths on this earth. And in the end, God has no one else but us to carry out the vision for the world. So breathe, clean yourself. The cleaner you are, the easier it is that your gifts can be used for the purposes that are the best for this world and for you. Prepare yourself to be truly you. Be clear. Be generous. Be gracious. And now slowly you put your open hands back into your lap. And while you breathe, your hands stay energized. And if you want to, you can open your eyes. And you look out of the windows of your home where you have been running back to with your breathing. And take a look at your room. And I cannot see you, but I know that all of you are there somewhere. And imagine inside yourself that all over the world, all those people are breathing together. Right now. That we are all connecting, breathing into a vision. Come home into your body, connect, share that vision. We have a dream. God bless you.